The federal government is selling off Plum Island. It'll be the biggest public auction in U.S. history. The 840-acre island is about a mile off Long Island's North Fork and home to the Department of Homeland Security's Animal Disease Lab. That lab is set to move to Kansas sometime around 2020. As WSHU's Charles Lane reports, the sale of Plum Island has developers excited about the opportunities and environmentalists eager to protect a unique place.
On a small grassy hill on the tip of Plum Island, you can look to your right and over a small cliff see Connecticut and Long Island Sound. To the left are miles of unblemished shoreline and the deep Atlantic Ocean that flows into a narrow strait known as Plum Gut, a churning eddy of blue water that heaves back and forth. Gary Mendelberg is Plum Island's environmental and safety manager. On a tour, he explained Plum Island sits at an intersection of multiple ecosystems.
That's why this does this, because at one point it's 180 and it goes up to about 50. That whole column of water hits the bottom and comes up the shelf, and that's what makes this happen.
The ocean, the sound, and Long Island all converge at this spot. About three-quarters of Plum Island has never been developed, which has environmentalists eager to keep it that way.
The first time I made it out to Plum, I was really taken aback.
Leah Schmaltz is the program director for Save the Sound, a coalition of environmental groups dedicated to protecting Long Island Sound.
These acres upon acres of wetlands and the integrated kind of tapestry of different kinds of habitats that were out there, it was pretty spectacular, I have to say.
Schmaltz says Plum Island is home to a number of endangered animals that could be harmed by whoever buys the island from the federal government, such as the piping plover and roseate terns. So her group is threatening to sue the government over the sale of Plum Island. Schmaltz contends that when the government finalized the island for sale, it didn't consult the Fish and Wildlife Service. Schmaltz says that agency would have forced the government to sell the island with stipulations protecting endangered species.
The federal government sidestepped a critical environmental review process and is hoping to move forward with the sale of a de facto wildlife refuge.
The federal agency selling the island, the General Service Administration, says it is aware of the threat of a lawsuit, but it says it is only following legislation passed by Congress. The GSA says preservationists can bid on the island, but they would have to compete with people who could make a lot of money developing real estate this close to the Hamptons. David Panetta is executive director of the Long Island office of Cushman & Wakefield, a commercial real estate firm.
People are willing to pay to be in a certain area. Depending on where you are in the East End, it could go, $15 million for 1 acre.
Panetta says that because taxpayers own Plum Island, its future use should contribute to the economy.
So produce real estate taxes, produce jobs, and produce a public benefit. Like right now, you can't get onto Plum Island unless you've got some double secret security for the government to get on there. So no one's benefiting from Plum Island.
Panetta says if preservationists got all of the island, very few people would make the trip all the way east to visit. Likewise, building mansions on the island would mean only wealthy people would go there, but at least taxes would then be created. A compromise, Panetta says, would be allowing a corporation to develop a quarter of the island while leaving the rest to nature. Hypothetically, Google, for example.
Google could have Google Island out there. If you could have a Google campus with research and development, but allow them to develop housing for their employees. And that, I think, would have a job multiplier where for every Google job, maybe you could squeeze out another 4 jobs on the mainland that would be supporting that.
And actually, that hypothetical isn't too far from what neighbors want, but only in certain parts. Plum Island falls within the town of Southold, and they control zoning rights. Scott Russell is supervisor of Southold. He says residents don't want to change the current character of the North Fork by adding more traffic.
It might be a state road, but it's a little two-lane country road. Just getting the vehicles back and forth to the island seems a bit insurmountable to us.
To keep that character, Russell and other town officials zoned Plum Island so only research or education could be done in the already developed parts. The rest, he says, residents want that preserved so it doesn't put more demand on town services.
But Southold has never found development to be beneficial to the tax base. Preservation has always been why we've been able to keep the tax rate lower. More preserved land, less demand on services.
Russell calls the town's commitment against developing Plum Island, quote, ironclad. But developers say Southold just hasn't been presented with the right proposal yet. The congressional delegations from Long Island and Connecticut are currently pressing for legislation that would force the federal government to protect Plum Island's environment, including its endangered species. If Congress doesn't act by the end of the year, environmentalists say they will file a lawsuit to stop the sale. Charles Lane, WSHU News.